It's been said that the facts tell and stories sell. Well, in this case, stories inspire, because I can sit here week after week and talk about the importance of getting upstream to the cause in cellular detox and how that changes lives. But wait till you hear this story, because it will inspire you. I know it's going to get you to look deeper into why you may not still feel well, why you have seasonal allergies, things that this gentleman had that he didn't even list as the problem in the beginning end up going away by going upstream to the source and the cause. I'm telling you, this is an amazing story. So amazing that he is a very successful real estate developer who is now coming to my next seminar in November in Las Vegas and becoming a practitioner to change people's lives with what he learned, which got his life back. He wants to inspire others and help others. So this episode, you better share this one. You better like this one. You better send it out, because people need to hear this story, because this is why most people are taking gobs of pills and still not feeling well. This is why they're taking gobs of medications and getting more sick. Watch this episode and share it. Thanks. I love these episodes where I actually bring you a live case. Will, are you living? He's a living. Okay, it's a live case. But what I mean by that is really an inspirational story and a testimony, because facts tell, but stories really are what convince people to make a change and to do something. And that inspires us all, no doubt about it. And I brought Will Rahill on. I say Rahill because that's a race car driver, but Will Rahill on to inspire you, because this is another pain to purpose story. And you're going to hear a story here that I think is absolutely fascinating. And let's just get right into it. Will, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dr. Pompa.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we have so many people that watch this show with heavy metal poisoning and different neurotoxic illnesses. And, you know, you're one of those stories that I know will inspire many, because you had a long list of symptoms. You're a very successful guy, and I think that makes this part of the fascinating story too, because you're looking to shift careers now, and we'll talk about that. But tell them who you are, man, and what you did, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, kind of an athlete all my life, played a lot of sports and stuff, kind of a daredevil kid, broke myself up a lot through sports, doing lots of daredevil things, broke my neck, ruptured my spleen. I got a mouthful of silver fillings put in when I was about 13. I think I went into one dentist appointment and had, I don't know, 13 fillings. And then throughout, you know, my adult life, I probably got another 5 or 6 or 7. So I had a mouthful of silver my whole life. I was always a gum chewer, so I'm just grinding on that fillings, releasing gas into my brain. Well, my whole life, I never really had a problem with it until I started eating a lot of fish around 2016. And then November of 2016 was like the low point of my health.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, one day, I woke up and I looked at my cell phone and I couldn't see it. One eye, I could see it. If I closed the other eye, I could see it. But my eyes weren't working together. So each eye worked fine independently, but they just all of a sudden overnight got a condition called strabismus, where they literally went out of alignment. And I freaked out because, you know, sports are everything to me. And I couldn't ski. I couldn't play, couldn't drive at night. I had blurred double vision, like trying to drive at night with the headlights coming. It took me a long time to like shift my focus to my mirrors and back to the window. If I drove at all, I had to close one eye, and so I had monocular vision. So I was after driving with two eyes my whole life. So it was very scary and difficult. So I freaked out. So, of course, I went to all sorts of eye doctors. I went to 3 different eye doctors, and what they told me was, well, you've just got adult onset of strabismus. And so I said, well, what are we going to do about that, and what caused it? And they said, oh, we don't know what causes it, but what we're going to do is we're going to take you into surgery, and we're going to cut the eyes to weaken it so that they come back into alignment. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. I said, what else can we do? And they said, well, we can build you these Coke bottle thick glasses, prisms, realign your eyes so they're both looking at the same place. But, you know, we're probably going to have to do it at a certain focal distance. So how far away so that you can see it? And I said, no, we're not doing that. And this is three different eye doctors, all told me the same thing. No, there's no cure for strabismus. You just have adult onset of strabismus and you're stuck with it. You can either have a surgical cure or we can build you these big glasses. And those were their only solutions. So I said, no, we're not doing either of those things. I went home, I got on the internet, I typed in sudden onset of strabismus. And the very first thing that came up, one of the first results that came up was mercury poisoning. Mm-hmm. I read can be caused by mercury poisoning. And of maybe 15 or 20, like I had everything. I had brain fog. I'm going to read some of my list.
Such
a long list, but I had, well, first of all, strabismus, double vision. I had brain fog. I had poor memory. I had pain in all my joints, my elbows, my thumbs, my wrists, my neck, my spine, wicked pain in my back. I had insomnia. I had antisocial behavior for the first time in my life. I've always been a very social person, and my whole motto, my whole life has always been, I'm the luckiest person in the world and, you know, everything is great and I have the best life of anyone I know. But for the first time in my life, I was starting to feel mild depression. I was incredibly susceptible to infections. My whole life, I ruptured my spleen when I was, about 16, and I got infections, upper respiratory infections all the time. My nose would get infected. My sinuses would get infection. I'd get sore throats. I had septicemia a few times, blood poisoning. I had cellulitis. I just had a very weak immune system. And I always thought, well, that's just because I don't have a spleen. Well, it turns out that's not the reason, because ever since I met Dr. Pompa and got well, I haven't had any infections. I used to get them once a month, have to go on strings of antibiotics. Haven't had an infection since. I haven't even got sick since I met Dr. Pompa, except one time when I kind of went off of his protocol. I went on vacation, was eating a bunch of refined sugar.
I remember that.
But that ever since, like, whenever we met, early 2017, I have not been sick.
Yeah.
One time when I just thought, oh, this is so great. I can do what I want now. I was patient. I was eating sugar, all this bad stuff. But that's the only time I've been sick since then. But like clockwork, I used to get infections once a month before that. Yeah. I had muscle twitching. My eyelids would twitch. I had tingling in my extremities. I had heart palpitations and chest pain. I had shortness of breath. Was super immune impaired. Every time I flew on an airplane, I would get sick. I would get whatever anybody on the plane had. If somebody with the flu just looked at me, I would catch the flu. I had, you know, fungus. I had athlete's foot that like was just reoccurring. Athlete's foot. My weak muscles. That's most of it. I had really bad pain in my groin. I went on a surf vacation and couldn't even surf because I had such a bad pain in my groin, and I also had pain in my back, and I did everything trying to solve these pain issues. In fact, I was actually hospitalized for neck pain, and I do have a cervical fusion. I broke my neck pole vaulting when I was college, but they couldn't find any cause of this pain. And they just said, well, it's massive inflammation, and we don't know why you have this massive inflammation.
Yeah.
But
nor do they care, right? They'll just give you something to decrease the inflammation, never asking why you had all these neurological symptoms. And what people have to understand is mercury. It took me about 5 minutes to basically say, oh, well, you have mercury poisoning. You're like, yeah, I watched your videos, man. I had every symptom you had. It's like, well, you still had an amalgam in your mouth, actually, which I was like, big no. You don't ever, can't go beyond detoxing, you know, more than a few months. If you have an amalgam in, man, we got to deal with that properly. We'll talk about that. And then most importantly, we have to get it out of the brain and nerves. And by the way, that's where most detoxes fail, is right there. So, you know, and what did you do up to this? I mean, you were doing some things. I mean, what did you do before you found me?
Before I found you, I read some articles about some sort of naturopathic cures or chelation techniques, and one of a lot of cilantro. I was eating, you know, chimichurri and cilantro salads and just eating tons of cilantro, and it actually caused other issues. And I think, you know, my theory now, or your theory maybe, is that it was chelating the cilantro and moving it around in my body, and, you know, it's just causing problems elsewhere because I wasn't eliminating it.
Yeah. Yeah. People end up on cilantro. They end up on different herbal, you know, weak binders, if you will. You know, the list goes on. Corella. But the point is none of those things will ever get you well. And most often people actually, in fact, get worse. Or people end up doing the IV chelation, which is another problem because it puts a real chelator in, but you don't take it often enough to minimize the redistribution because you're just doing one bulk dose at once. And that's another common mistake that people make. All right. So, you know, right away. Okay. Let's talk about day one. I mean, we talked about diet. So talk about some of the dietary things that made a difference, and then we'll get into the detox.
Well, you can probably, you're probably better on your protocols than I am. But as far as I recall, the first thing you did is get me off of grains altogether. So no grains. You started moving me towards a ketogenic diet. You talked to me about, I can't remember if you termed it intermittent fasting or time restricted eating, or I was eating my meals in a 6-hour window. So I was eating lunch around noon and then dinner around 6, or lunch around 7, but trying to keep my meals into a short window with an awake period before I went to bed. And immediately, just the dietary stuff you during the prep phase made a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, even before anything else, like that stuff, I could feel myself getting well, you know, the first week or two.
Yeah. Yeah. No, then you said it too. We put you on a prep phase. So we didn't just jump you into detox. We still had the filling in, which I told you, let's find a good dentist and make sure it's removed safely. And we told you to take some things, the bind product right before, right after, you know, to make sure that was done correctly. And then we had you in a prep phase. So, you know, strengthening the cell at that point and some of the downstream detox pathways. And right, we moved you into ketosis. Why do we do that, folks? Because we want to minimize cellular inflammation. Ketosis is a very easy way to do that because fat burns so clean and so do ketones. So reduced cellular inflammation, that set us up for the detox, which eventually started after we got the amalgam removed. So talk about that. And you're right, we did. We did some diet variation strategies. We fasted, which you could talk a little bit about that before I move into the detox. How was fasting? Because we did some of that as well.
Yeah, it was awesome. So to visceral fat. So, you know, my whole life I've been going to the gym and working out and playing sports, and I've always sort of looked healthy if you were to look at me, but I had, like, you know, you couldn't pinch any fat really on my belly, but my belly stuck out, it protruded. And that was from, I believe at this time, my current belief is that it was visceral fat. And that fat went away when I started doing the fasting, and my stomach got flatter as I got healthier. And so, you know, I just thought I was destined to always have that sort of bulge, the pushed out stomach, even though it was hard. So that went away. But going back even a little bit before that, that I ran into you. Because, you know, like reading your articles on chelation done improperly, I would have, had I not found you, I probably would have tried the cilantro and things would have gotten worse. And I would have just given up poisoning because cilantro, according to the internet, cures mercury poisoning. So, But reading your stuff and watching your cellular healing TV, I learned, you know, one of the big things was, you know, that I had to do the chelation slowly and correctly, or it could cause more problems for myself. But another thing that I learned, and I want to share with your audience, is, correct me if I understood this wrong, but I was lucky that I did these various different mercury tests. I did a mercury test in my urine, which showed nothing at all. And so I was thinking, well, if there's no mercury in my urine, then, you know, I don't have mercury poisoning. Maybe I'm onto the wrong thing. But then I did a mercury test in my hair, and my hair did actually show high mercury content. And I did mercury test in my blood, and that showed high mercury as well. But I think you said, correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of people that have mercury poisoning, it doesn't show on any of those tests because it's deep into their cells and their nerves. Yeah. And I felt fortunate that it showed up in my test because it caused me to believe that I had. If it hadn't showed up in my tests, I don't think I would have believed you.
Yeah, you know what? And you're right about that. I mean, I had done a hair test. It didn't show up in my hair. I had done a blood test. It didn't show up in my blood, right? And likewise, if you don't, you know, use a chelator, it's not going to show up in your urine. But and even then, sometimes even with a chelator, it still doesn't show up in the urine because it's so trapped in the deep, you know, tissue in the brain. So, you know, with or without a test, man, I knew you had mercury in your brain. And without biopsy, we're not able to test for it. That's why there's no perfect test. Yeah, you got lucky, right? Because you said it. I mean, it's chances are the only reason I think it showed up in the blood and in the hair is because you were eating so much fish.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think the root cause of like most of my symptoms was those mercury fillings, because I had the symptoms my whole life. I had the, you know, the recurring infections my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it got worse. My vision went wonky when I was eating a lot of fish. It was kind of, you talk about that bucket analogy. It was like the stressor that was the fish, but I think I was already loaded with mercury.
You're right. It just, all that did is make the bucket overflow. But you had put dates like from day one when we actually met. So, you know, you back here, brain fog, slow processing, 1986, poor memory with names, events, 1986. So yeah, we're going back, right? And then here's another one. Just migrating pains in the body and joints, 1989. So, you know, things went back. I mean, even the testicular pain and groin pain started in 2014. Things did get worse and escalated in 2016. That's when the bucket started really pouring out. But like myself, I mean, I can look back at my childhood and go, yeah, you know what? That wasn't normal. You know, it's like, yeah, you know what? I actually remember like, you know, certain things going, yeah, that just wasn't normal. But I kind of, you know, ebb and flowed through it, and, you know, life was normal and it became a normal thing, even though it wasn't normal. Right. And all my bucket overflowed after I got those fillings out. All right, let's fast forward then to the detox, because then we started into what we call a body phase, and, you know, talk about that progression. And then we eventually got to the brain phase.
Well, I don't really even know. Like, it's hard for me to recall exactly what symptoms went away at what time, but there's the happy ending to the story is right now I am, that whole list of symptoms that I read, I am completely symptom free.
Yeah.
I have the only symptom that I still have is slight tendonitis in my elbows. And that's only when I go to the gym, workout really, really hard with heavy, heavy weights. And, you know, that's literally of all those symptoms. And one of the symptoms I forgot to mention that I think is really important that affected me my whole life was seasonal allergies. Mm-hmm. I always had a lot of like post-nasal drip and phlegm in the morning and have to like hack up phlegm for 10 minutes before I, you know, in the shower before I could even start my day. And that's all gone. My snoring is gone. Like, I don't snore anymore. I sleep so much better. You know, I'm stronger. I have improved breathing. Like, I was having trouble breathing, and now my breath capacity is huge. I can hold my breath underwater now for like 2.5 minutes, whereas before I was lucky to hold my breath for 45 seconds.
Yeah.
My flexibility, like all my joints are just incredibly more flexible. It's improved all my sports, you know, my volleyball, my golf, whatever. I feel like I'm aging backwards right now.
You are aging backwards. You know, and I want people to understand, I mean, the difference here is that Will could have been on anti-inflammatories, even natural anti-inflammatories, turmeric, curcumin, I mean, whatever it is, right? And go, okay, I'm feeling better. He could have changed his diet and that would have made him feel some better. However, until we got to the upstream mercury, it was driving all of that inflammation. That's what was the, people don't think of the allergies as a mercury issue, but I'll tell you what, you know, it is literally 50 to 60% of allergy issues, and people, it goes unrecognized, you know, because maybe people don't have the neurological stuff that you had going on, but yet they have this low grade mercury or lead toxicity that's confusing the immune system, driving the allergy issues, and yet it goes unrecognized. Very few people are willing to look upstream and say, there's something going on. Man, you were that guy though. You know, you were like, there's something causing this. So you figured it out.
Well, I didn't realize that most of these symptoms were going to go away healing the cells. You know, what you have done for me is taught me how to heal the upstream cause of everything. Things that you did for me was give me the sort of thought that my body can heal. My body is better than any doctor at healing it. It knows how to heal. I'll take those, remove those from the equation and let the body do its thing and heal itself. And right. So that sort of visual picture helped me with your protocols. You'd say some stuff like, I'm like, oh, that's going to be difficult. But since it started working from day one, I mean, literally like within a week of me doing what you told me to do, my symptoms started getting better, and symptoms that I didn't think were related and that I didn't even list on that list. Like when I was filling out that questionnaire, I don't think I probably even put seasonal allergies. I don't think I probably put post-nasal drip, snoring, you know, all these things that are gone now. And it's just like, I don't know where during the process they disappeared, but I just think back now and I go, wow, I used to snore my whole life and I don't snore anymore. You know, I used to have horrible allergies. I see all my coworkers walking around and they're itching their eyes and they're all red and drippy and they're blowing their noses and they're getting sick all the time. Office with them, and you know, they can all have the flu and I'm fine. I'm running around like Superman, you know, with tons of energy. Like, I just feel incredible. I want everyone to have this kind of energy. I begged you to be on the show because I want people with these symptoms to know that they can fix them. Their body can fix it. They'll go away if they just follow your program.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I mean, we have so many stories like this, but not everyone is like, I'm not going on Cell TV. I've asked a lot of people, believe me, you need to tell your story, man. It's stories is what, you know, inspires people. I'm not going on Cell TV. So, you know, thanks for your boldness, you know, and, you know, you're well-spoken and can tell the story, but I'll tell you what, I mean, I promise you there's thousands of people watching this, you know, and they've been treating with alternative doctors, even taking tons of supplements, and those doctors I criticize as well, because yes, they're giving supplements that have less side effects, but they're not doing anything. You know, they still have silver fillings in their mouth. They may have cavitations, or they're not getting the mercury out of their brain, even though they took their fillings out. You know, shame on them. You know, shame on the doctors, I'm saying, for not saying, wait a minute, you know, let's look upstream to the cause. If you have fillings in your mouth, 50% mercury going into your brain and nerves day in, day out. So that's unfortunate that most doctors, even alternative doctors, are not looking to the cause. You know, I mean, it seems so, you know, basic. It's like there's a reason why you don't feel well. If you take it away, as you said, the body will magically heal itself, man. The doctor doesn't do it, you know, but that's the reality. So we got into the brain phase, and I can tell you, just because I'm like looking at all the progression, and when we got into the brain phase, that's when a lot of the neurological stuff really started clearing for you. You know, I mean, you still had the groin pain. That as we got into the brain phase, which the brain phase, by the way, if you're newbies, is when we go into the deeper tissue and we use fat soluble binders to, you know, pull the stuff out of the brain. And that's when a lot of that neurological stuff really started clearing out. You know, so one of the goals that, you know, is my goal is to teach you this process, right? So you could do it long enough to matter. When will you stop doing brain phases is a question I have.
Well, I don't know. I'll probably always do them if I start to feel a need for them. I'm on one right now, just seeing, and you've kind of given me this thought that it's a long-term process. Then the safe way to do chelation and to pull these heavy metals is to do it slowly and let your, you know, have the prep phase that preps your excretory systems for heavy metals as they're pulled out of the body. It made a lot of sense to me, and like I said, I'm so blessed that my tests showed mercury, because I don't think I would have believed you long enough to go through the whole process if my tests hadn't. So if I was a normal person with mercury poisoning, I'm not sure I would have followed your protocols long enough to get all these incredible health benefits that I've gotten. So I'm just feeling.
By the way, that's why I have to do these shows, honestly, you know, because otherwise, you know, people just won't be inspired enough to take the step. You know, one of the things, you know, my passion and goal is teaching doctors around the country the very things that saved your life, you know, that saved my life. And, you know, we're a growing group of doctors doing cellular healing and cellular detox. It works. You know, I always say this, you know, I don't claim to have the answers for everything, but you know how many people are suffering needlessly just because nobody's going upstream to the real cause. And neurotoxicity, man, you know, this is like, you know, you mentioned allergies. Look at all the neurological things, the brain fog, the memory loss. I mean, you know how many people suffer from that? It's like, and yet, you know, they're either running down the meds or they're in the alternative world, which is so many of our viewers, taking every darn supplement in the world, you know, not really spending their money on where they should. And that's the upstream, you know, the upstream cause. Something else extraordinary happened through this process. Look, you've been very successful in the real estate business, development business. You've been blessed there, no doubt about it. You know, I always talk about from pain to purpose. You know, through this process, I said this, my goal is always to teach the person the process so they don't need me anymore. But through the process, you were inspired to take this to the next level and possibly even change your career. Talk about that.
Well, I think about all the other people that are walking around out there that could have the same experience as me, that first of all, could get like strabismus from mercury and go in and actually get the eye surgery, have, you know, their muscles cut in their eyes. I'm like, those people, I went back to all three eye docs. I told them my story and I said, it's gone. Like
What did they say about that?
They said, well, I only one doctor I actually spoke to, the other ones I could only get to the receptionist, but I said, please make sure and tell the doctor like this story, because I just hate to think of people walking in unnecessary eye surgeries or getting glasses that they're going to wear the rest of their life because the doctor doesn't know that mercury poisoning is or could cause this thing. But all my other symptoms too. I mean, like, who knew that like detoxing and fixing the cell was going to cure athlete's foot, was going to cure all these infections that I was getting over and over, that I, you know, if I wasn't missing my spleen, I would have, you know, maybe thought, well, there's some reason that I'm getting these infections and looked into it more. But I was missing my spleen, and I was always told, well, your spleen takes care of infections. And so I thought, well, I get infections every month because I don't have a spleen. But now they're all gone. I don't get them anymore.
Well, you know, that's another mistake that alternative doctors do, right? They're chasing the candida and the fungus, the parasites, you know, and that's, they're opportunes, you know, they're opportunistic pathogens. They're downstream. I chased it too, right? I was chasing my fungus, trying to kill it, and my parasites. I could never get rid of it until I got upstream to the thing that was crushing my immune system. And you had the same experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, here you are now, November seminar. You're going to be at my November seminar, man. You're motivated to do this now as a new career, a new challenge in your life.
Yeah. So I didn't answer your last question. I'm sorry. I got sort of sidetracked, but yeah. So like, I really am highly motivated to help ease the world, like help people understand that these symptoms, they don't have to live with these things. You don't have to live with, I just thought all these were symptoms of old age. They're not. It turns out they're not. Like, I'm older now. I'm going to turn 51 in about 2 weeks. And I feel like I did when I was about 35 in terms of like health-wise.
Yeah, me too, man. Look, here's two, you know, I'm turning 53 this year. Here's two of us, right, in our 50s. And, you know, what was the difference? I'd add my wife into that category and so many others, you know, that are watching. It's like the difference, I feel better now than I did in my dang 20s, honestly. You know, it's like, what's the difference, man? We got to the cause, you know? So everyone's loaded with metals today. We grew up in the lead generation, the mercury generation, and then you're adding all these other neurotoxic exposures, you know, that all of us have. No wonder we all have hormone dysfunction. No wonder people get fat when they're 50 and can't function, have brain fog. And man, it may be common, but it's not normal, Will. It's not normal.
Yeah, I don't know if it was you or someone else that taught me about how it's getting passed down from your parents, maybe even your grandparents.
Yep.
Like, literally are getting toxins from higher generations. Like, you wouldn't think heavy metal toxins would be passed to your children, but they apparently are.
I promise you, yours and mine, it started in utero. It started in the womb. We got our mother's mercury from her fillings. The DRASH study I've talked about, it's the number of fillings in mom's mouth is proportional to how much ends up in the baby's brain. Yeah, we got that. Mom's lead, number one source of lead is mom. And it is, you got it right. It's four generations being affected by this. So, you know, it inspires me, man, to keep putting out the message. You know, heavy metals make us more sensitive to other neurotoxins. It shuts down our detox pathways. And then we start accumulating, you know, every darn toxin that we're exposed to. Only to the bottom falls out, typically in the 40s. You know, that's when the crap starts hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm highly motivated to share, you know, what you've taught me, because it's just made such a difference in my life. And I want to ease suffering in the world. There's so many people, maybe even lying around, that won't get out of bed because they've got these horrible autoimmune diseases and like everything. I literally think that, I don't know, it seems like just about everything can be cured by your body if you eat well, do the right lifestyle things. And there's so many, you know, toxins in our air, in our water, in our food, and the genetically modified, the Roundup that's sprayed all over the U.S. I mean, it's just like you can't avoid it. The junk light, even, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, it's so true. I mean, that's the point, is it's unavoidable today. And, you know, we have a population just throwing medications, you know, down their throat. Now it's more and more supplements, when really the answer is the, you know, getting to these upstream causes, neurotoxic causes. And, you know, I mean, it's a battle. You know, luckily we do have a growing group of doctors that understand the cellular detox and cellular healing, man, that we're able to reach more people, you know. So, well, listen, man, I appreciate you coming on. I really do, because people need to hear this, and people need to share this episode with many people, because otherwise people, you know, they're not going to get the message. They're definitely not going to get it from their doctor. They're not going to get it from watching the news or reading articles, because all that's more bad information. It's my 180 degree concept. You pretty much watch what the media says and your doctors say, do 180 degrees opposite. Somehow you hit it right every time. Is there anything else you want to share?
Just a concept that, two things. I just kind of want to reiterate: the get rid of everything that's causing the blockages and your body will heal itself. And then this concept, sort of a visual that I use sometimes, about like, there's like a little guy up there flipping switches. And when your body doesn't have enough energy systems, I mean, we've got systems that deal with heavy metals, that excrete heavy metals. But when those systems literally get turned off, and I think of a little guy up there with a switchboard, he's like, okay, we don't have enough energy to run this system. We got to turn off the heavy detox system. Oh, we got to turn off the, you know, the inflammation fighting system. We got to turn off the, you know, the autophagy, because there's not enough energy to run all these systems. And, you know, me thinking of a little guy up there at the switchboard, and he used to be turning off, now he's turning them back on. And yeah, I can feel my systems coming back online and just fixing stuff that, you know, everything. Like, my body can heal itself, and it's that little guy at the switchboard is turning all these systems back on, and it's literally every ailment, that even stuff I didn't even realize I had, or that I just thought, well, this is just old age and this sucks and this is going to suck for the rest of my life. It's gone.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, man. I'm going to use that. I love that analogy. Yeah, I want to end with this, because you said something before we actually got on air. You said, you know, Dr. Pump, I actually look at this as the greatest gift. Me getting sick is the greatest, you know, gift I've ever been given. And I want people to hear that, because many people watching this right now, they're not on the other side yet, but they have to understand that, you know, we can choose that, man. You know, it's like, you know, we can actually realize that there's something happening. This is happening for a reason, and it's going to work out for good. Now, you have to take the right steps, but speak to that for a moment.
Yeah, it's true. This is one of the greatest blessings of my life, getting mercury poisoning, because it was the kick in the pants I needed to go and find you, read your story online, and realize that there was actually a way to fix all these things. You know, for my whole life, read, you know, try this supplemental, fix this thing, and I'd try them and it wouldn't work. And I'd just be like, nobody really knows what they're talking about. You know, that eggs are good, eggs are bad, eggs are good again. You know, like, there's so much conflicting medical science, but reading your whole thing about, well, fix the upstream cause, and let the body heal itself, that really made sense to me. And once I kind of got that in my brain, heal what's upstream, my body will heal everything else. It was such a blessing because I needed that kick in the pants. I needed something bad enough to happen to motivate me to learn. And yeah, I've spent a lot of time watching your cellular healing and reading everything that you've written. And, you know, you've introduced me to all these other people too, people, and you guys travel around to conferences together, and, you know, you go to, and you're with the leading gut specialist in the world and the leading, you know, intermittent fasting specialist and the leading guys, people on ketosis. And you guys all travel in the same circles. And with the advent of the internet now, I think that like health is actually, we're actually figuring stuff out.
Yeah, I agree. Figuring
out that the body is a very complex system and you have to treat the whole system. You can't treat one little symptom like Western medicine wants to do. Like, hey, this person has this problem. Let's just fix that little symptom. No, that doesn't work. You got to fix the whole system together and you have to do it at the highest upstream level. And then the system will take care of itself.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I just thought of something as you said that. You know, it's, imagine if your symptoms didn't get so bad. This is the most dangerous place that you can be, and many people watching, right? If your symptoms didn't get so bad, you would have lived life with the allergies, with the joint pain, with the, you know, all those things, that, you know, low grade stuff, and just thought it was normal aging. And that's a dangerous place to be. I don't know, man. It's like, it's just certain personalities. If I have even the smallest symptom, I am going, what's causing that? And dang it, I'm not going to deal with that, right? It's like, so every little symptom, every little thing always takes me to a higher level because I'm never going to accept it's normal. I'm going to be 100 years old without, I'm not going to have arthritic joint pain. I'm going to have full energy. I'm going to choose it. I'm going to figure it out, right? As a matter of fact, what did I tell you too? I had one of my last shows with Dr. Harry Adelson on stem cells, and you were talking about your elbow. I'm like, dude, stem cells, right? It's like you take away the interference, but sometimes your body needs some of these like healing cells, right? It's like, you know, do steps. You're like, heck yeah, I'll do that. I'm like, darn right, man. I'm going to live 100 and change the world.
I did a 7-day water fast based on your recommendation, as part of your that you coached me in. And that was amazing. It was incredible. Like I don't know. It kind of like took away the last bit of inflammation in my body, other than this little tiny bit of tendonitis I still have here.
Yeah. Yeah. Because what happens, autophagy, your body eats the bad cells during a fast and then it upregulates stem cells. And you're right. I mean, that's, and you learn the art of detox, cellular detox, you learn the art of fasting. You know, my goal is very different than most practitioners. My goal is to teach the person, empower you, because now you will do these things forever. You know how to do them. You don't need me at a certain point. That's always my goal. My goal is never to treat. My goal is to, you know, coach someone, you know, through that process. You know, man, that's it, man. Created another life changer right there. You know, Will Rahill.
Thank you. You have been such a gift in my life. So thank you for all that.
Well, thanks for sharing, because honestly, you can inspire way more people than I can, you know, just with your story. You know, it's the real deal. So thanks again, Will. I'm going to see you in November seminar, man.
I'll be there. Thanks, Dr. Pompa.
Yep. You're going to change more lives. That's for sure. So thanks, man. Appreciate it.